Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. This is happening throughout up to the hour 9. Yes, up to the hour 9. It's from 6 to 8, Tuesday Live, of course. Men's dialogue, it's taking place from 8 right through up to 9 o'clock. And of course, we are not alone. We will be featuring Pastor Muraka and also Professor Samuel Kabamba. First and foremost, I want to thank Johan Els. Thank you so much, Johan. Thank you. Thank you for such a lively variety of listeners that you have. Thank you so much for allowing the Father to use you to talk to the hearts of millions of people around the earth. You heard me. I didn't say around the globe, around the earth. And thank you so much for being a humble vessel of the Most High. We all are proud of having you around. Thank you so much, Johan. Of course, we will be talking to Pastor Karabo Muraka and we'll be talking to Professor Buyiso Ndezi and also my friend in Cape Town, Baruch Yah. Yes. Tuesday Live, the name of the show, yes. So we will be touching base with those two. And Professor Buyiso Ndezi is here in Joburg from the University of Johannesburg. And then Baruch Yah is in Cape Town. And we will be holding the fort right through up to the hour. Now, here's a song that we need to sing, especially because of what is happening in Southern Africa.
Sitshele ukuthi ucabangani. Sicela ukuzwa uvo lwakho. Ungasithinta ku gospel@radiopulpit.co.za noma usithumele iWhatsApp ku 0826572729. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Let the love of the Father prevail all over Southern. You know, when we speak about Southern Africa, you know, what the enemy wants is actually to see us murdering each other. You know, let us pray for peace and let us pray for our leaders to bridle their tongues, especially presidents of countries, whether overseas or here. You know, I've been looking throughout this week and I just didn't like the rhetoric that I was hearing from some of the most prospective leaders you can ever think of. It is, you know, in our interests that we pray for peace and love. We did this in 1994. We prayed for peace, man. We prayed for peace. We can still do that 30 years later. Not in celebration of anything, but I'm saying we can pray together for the peace in the region, for the peace in the region. Just like we pray for the peace in Central Africa, the peace in Haiti, you know, the peace in Eastern Europe. It's very important that we continue to pray for peace everywhere. Tuesday Live it is. Let me welcome our guests on the line. I have Professor Buyiso Ndezi from the University of Johannesburg. She's on the line. Professor, greetings to you. Welcome, Sawubona.
Thank you, my brother. Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngamukela. A special greeting to you and your family. Let me also greet our brother, Brother Baruch Yah. I greet you in the glorious name of our King, Yahushua HaMashiach, and also our beautiful family of Radio Pulpit. A special greeting to you. Thank you so much for welcoming me.
Are you well?
I am well. I am well. I'm just exhausted a bit, but everything is fine except the busyness, as you know, the yes, that's, and yeah.
How would I know?
There's a lot happening.
I'm not a professor, man. How would I know? As you know. Ah.
Yeah, wow, now you know because you stay with professors. So, yeah, no, because we're here now, you should know.
Yeah,
well, but now all is the way.
Yeah, and the year is starting. I can understand the commotion, you know. Sure.
Yeah.
I can understand the commotion. I can just see the commotion. Who doesn't want to go to your university? Who doesn't want to go to your university? Man, everyone wants to go there. Seriously.
Exactly. You know, everyone wants to go there and we don't know why, what is happening, who did what way.
No, it's I think it's the children of the father who are holding the fort there, you know. People like you are an HOD. I mean, very soon you will be dean. I'm looking forward to seeing you being vice chancellor, vice principal. And to
it's
see how
going
you
to happen.
Oh yes. It's it's going to happen. It's a matter of just a few years, but it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway,
thank you, my brother.
We also have in Cape Town, Barukia Mayahi. Greetings to you, Shalom.
Shalom, Rabbi Mayahi. Koto ayat. Greetings in the mighty name of Yahusha Hamashiach. Greetings to you, your household. Professor Wilson, the household, and to the family of Radio Pulpit, hoping that we're going to have a beautiful show as always. To the Rabbah.
I trust you're well.
Just tired, Afi. I am well. The Kimalapo fell, otherwise. But,
Yeah. But everyone is busy around this time, there. And there are challenges also that come with this time, you know. Too much work that needs to be done and resources that are misplaced or the shortfall of resources, you know, because everything went with December when people were buying this Norbaiki. Anyway, we are talking about our kind of fellowship, kinds of fellowships. Our kind of fellowship with the Father. What does it entail? What does it mean? In a time like this, you know, I was very much disappointed to hear some of the people who are propagating for war around South Africa. And I answered someone, I think it was very unprofessional of me, and I said, you know, you talk the way you talk. Let's see if it is your child that comes back in a box, you know. We need to fellowship with the Father so that we can go into the right direction and so that we can know how to act in situations that we find ourselves in and that we don't allow anything else to make us make decisions except the Father who shows us the way. And in this case, I'm talking about walking with the Elohim, Yahuwah, our Father, our Heavenly Father, Baba Wetu, Osezulwini. Walking with Him, this fellowship divine, what kind of fellowship divine is it? We have other kinds of fellowships, man. I think maybe our guests will get into that. But I won't. But I will mention some of the other fellowships. We have what we call denominational fellowships, which are not necessarily divine fellowships. We have also religious fellowships, which are not necessarily holy fellowships. We have cultural fellowships, traditional fellowships. We have academic fellowships. I think Professor Buyiso Ndezi knows deeply about that, you know. That you are called to speak in seminars where it's academics who are in fellowship there. And we have economic fellowships. But these are not helping. And what kind of fellowship do we desire at this time? And I would say it is the divine fellowship. But we need to describe it so that we can understand its core essence, meaning, attributes, and also the benefits that come from it. And we should talk about the shortfall that would come upon us if this fellowship is left out. I've seen, as I was growing up, in ministries that you would see in churches, that a fellowship would forsake being with the Elohim, being with the Father. They would just leave uNkulunkulu uThixo They would just leave him out. And they would fellowship on the doctrine of the founders of their churches. If you can't quote umfundisi lo waqala lebandla leli, you are not delivered from the mainline church la basuka khona. And this thing in itself has caused a lot of sectarianism. But if we can understand the essence of fellowshipping with the Father, then we will understand what kind of body we ought to be. It's a challenge that comes. Now, the fellowship, one can speak of the fellowship with the Divine Father, walking with the Father. I love this saying of 2 Kings chapter 23, verses 3. It says, "Then the king stood by a pillar and made a covenant before the Elohim to follow Yahuwah and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in that book. And all the people took a stand for the covenant." All the people, the whole nation, took a stand for the covenant. I wonder if we are taking a stand for the covenant, the shalom that Baruch Yah was yelling about, the peace that surpasses all understanding guarding our hearts. I wonder if we stand for that, or we somehow have been recruited into sections of warmongerings. I wonder. It troubles me to see believers going that route. And it troubled me when some years ago, I remember some years ago, you know, when you're from the streets, then you get a house, you don't sleep on the bed. I kept on sleeping on the floor. And I used to sleep in the dining room. There was a place called the dining room in the old houses. I don't know if it's still there. Now, then there I saw this preacher that I admired so much. And he was telling a president to start attacking a particular nation. And years later, that war has been proven to be a fluke, a fake war, a propaganda machine. Who should we fellowship with in times like this? What kind of fellowship should we find ourselves in times like this? I look at parents taking kids to school. Mine have grown. And I look at parents taking kids to school every day. And I remember people who were walking at some stage at a certain place called Munitoria. I don't know if you know that, some years ago. And a bomb exploded. People died. Across the board of the Calabar. The pain that was felt by people in those days, in what we used to call Pretoria. Now, I'm asking myself, we see people who advocate for that who are believers. And I'm asking, who do they fellowship with? Who is giving them advice? Who is guiding them? "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of the Most High." Then how could we advocate such atrocities? I don't know if you have felt the pain of a soldier that died. A young boy of 23, a young boy of 24, in 1984, a young boy of 19, a young man of 27, a young man of 32, a young man of 38. And we should be asking ourselves, What kind of fellowship do we need? We need a fellowship of peace. And that can only be found in the Most High, our Creator. Through His Son, of course, the Christ Himself. And the people took a stand to perform the word of the Father. Imagine if we, as a country, would take a stand and perform the words of the Father, the words of our Creator. Imagine the victories and the peace that would come. Imagine the protection that we would experience. Here's another thing. A fellowship with the Father, or a fellowship, it means one starts to incline their hearts towards something, someone, towards a group. And in this case, also another kind of fellowship, which is the one we advocate, to incline our hearts to our Creator, our Father, Yahuwah. 1 Kings 8:58, that He may incline our hearts to Himself, to walk in all His ways and to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, which He commanded our fathers. And we really need the judgments of the Most High. The essence of the fellowship with the Most High, it's life, salvation. And this is found in His statutes, commandments, and His judgments. It's important to look into those. I trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We'll be back.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Are you part of our WhatsApp channel yet? Where we send you the word for today directly to your mobile for free every morning. The word for today is available in English and Afrikaans in text and audio format through our WhatsApp channel. To receive the link to become part of our WhatsApp channel, simply WhatsApp the letters RK to 082-657-2729 and we will forward it to you. Let's enjoy and spread God's word together.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love. On 657 AM.
We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, we as believers, as the body of the Messiah, the body of Christ, we need to take a stand that is according to the judgments of the Father. And not to be swayed by politics or economics, and not to be swayed even by the five pillars of communities. You know, those five pillars, being the politics, economics, religion, it being the military, and also it being, yes, all those five pillars. Now, if we look at the economy and it has its own influence, we look at those who run the economy, they run their own philosophy. We look at the religious aspect and they run their own philosophy, the political aspect. They run their own mode. The cultural aspect, they run their own mode. And the social aspect, they run their own mode. The educational aspect, these pillars, they run their own mode. And in all these are able to dissuade us even from the true convictions of the judgments of the Most High, the word of the Father. And when you look into this, you become startled when you see us being polarized by these five pillars. And even though we claim to be believers, and I know without a doubt that we mean well, and we love the Father, I know we do, but it is easy to be dissuaded away from the true cause. And it's about time that we incline our ears unto Him, to walk in His commandments, to follow His judgments and His rules, even in a time like this. Let me start with you, Professor. The kinds of fellowship that we have an impact into the kind of peace we live in. And I looked at 1984. There was a group called the Class of 1984. And those who did social studies in those times will remember that it was a time of fatherlessness. It was very much common to see a father who would leave his children and only come back home when he is about to die. He would leave his children being young. Now, check out the Class of 84. Go Google the Class of 84. I think Spike Lee even did a movie on that. And how these very young ones copied what they thought their fathers were like. Okay. And I wish I had that song by The Temptations that says, "Father was a rolling stone." And then you check what actually, I will ask Mpo to put it in for me for the sake of teaching. So that you could see as to what kind of inclination the young people of 1984 were attached to. Right now it's called the hip-hop culture, and in it there are so many sacrifices. Young people again are leaving homes in their drones. Some few months ago they stormed what you call Mall of Africa. Is it called Mall of Africa? That big building in Midrand. They stormed all the shops like a flood of water. And all these things are brought on by what we incline our hearts to. The kinds of philosophies that we endear. I'm using my own word now. That we endear. Professor, what comes to mind?
Thank you, my brother, for the opportunity. You have painted a very sad picture when you are talking about fatherlessness that was experienced around 1984. I even remember the talks that used to say, "Abo baba bayahamba bayeguli," you know. It came as though, it's a lifestyle. If a father of the house leave the house and go to Johannesburg, and then unfortunately what they were doing there is something that cannot be described, because they will go back home empty. And you are painting a picture that where they have left, there was vacancy. Children grew up without fathers. Children did not have a guider. They did not have a leader. They did not have a provider. And you are saying there was the booming of children who were unruly. I think that's when you're talking about the gays also came in there, because people ended up not knowing what to do, what was right. And at the end of the day, we are questioning where other things came from. Whereas some of the things have the origin that you can trace back to. So you're talking about the philosophies. Another thing that we must understand with the philosophy, that it's becoming a mind game. And sometimes we accept it as wisdom, and it's not wisdom at all. And it takes people away from groundedness, from what they should be believing and doing as people who need to show godliness in their lifestyle. So at the end of the day, we are playing with words. We are playing with the way we need to live. We are playing with how we feel at the end of the day. We are not depicting what we should be depicting. So when we speak about the kinds of fellowship, they are vast indeed. As you have mentioned this, you counted the five pillars: denominational fellowship, religious, traditional, economic, political, and otherwise. And all of these, when we look at it closely, few of them have anything to do with the Most High, with the fellowship with the Most High. What they bring, they just entice the flesh, they entice our feelings, and we go with them, and we are not in the Father. I want to touch base to the scripture that you quoted. When people who are in leadership have to take their positions, may it be the father of the house, the mother leading the home, may it be the president of the country, may it be a leader of an organization, when they take a certain stand and they bring across, or they bring people whom they are believing are the followers, they create a certain fellowship of which they could be able to influence those people in the right direction. So you read 2 Kings 23, verse 3. I want to read it again, and then I bring the aspect that you were trying to bring across as you were giving us an introduction when you started. It says here, "Then the king stood by the pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to follow the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul, to perform the words of his covenant that were written in this book." And all the people stood, took a stand for the covenant. So what this king was doing was taking a stand of fellowshipping with the Father, of fellowshipping with God. But the fellowship that he was about to take had to be made known, because he is a leader. He is influential. Everybody is looking upon to him. You started speaking about how people talk. What is it that they are talking about? Others are perpetrating violence instead of perpetrating peace. And this king, what he did was to take a stand and began to speak what was going to influence the whole nation, what was going to guide the whole nation into the right direction. So he took a stand to fellowship with the Father, to fellowship with God. And what he did was to have make a covenant. Through the covenant, everybody was bound in that covenant. So some of the things that we do, Brother Ray, we are not aware that we are taking everybody along, even when those people have not said anything. I'm taking this to what the leaders of the countries are doing. They would speak things and they are not aware that they are binding everybody, including the one who has not said anything. So just by the mere fact that he is a president of a certain country and everybody in that country is bound by the words that they were speaking. Therefore, you spoke about the fellowship of peace instead of the fellowship of violence. So these are the things that we are seeing happening these days, that the leaders are speaking on behalf of everybody, and we don't even know whom they've heard, whatever they are saying. So in other words, they are fellowshipping with certain gods, with certain things, and they are dragging everybody else into whomever they are fellowshipping with.
Yeah.
But God is saying to us today, you can take a bold stand, particularly in this time and age, where you can say, "I am fellowshipping with the Father. This is who I am, this is what I do, and this is what you need to accept, and we must not compromise." So this is an example that we need to take as the people of God, that amongst any other fellowship that is there across the country, everywhere, we must know who we belong to, and we make it a public understanding that we belong to him, and we make a statement: we will keep the commandments of the Lord, we will keep his testimonies and his statutes with all our hearts and with all our souls. The unfortunate thing, Brother Ray, is that we can't speak like that because we have already sold our souls to another king. We've already sold ourselves for a price that we wanted to entice our bodies or our feelings with, which is why it is a problem to take this decision and speak that I will serve the Lord, I will keep his commandments and his statutes with all my heart, with all my soul. So when you take that stand and you make it public, you make it known that I belong to God, anything else and everybody else will have hard time to come and penetrate you and come and try to influence you, because you have made it a public knowledge that who you are and this is what you believe in. The problem of us hiding who we are is what is causing all of these things to continue happening the way they're happening. We no longer know if in a certain place is a believer, because a believer is hidden in that place. He has not made it known. He has not announced who he believes in. He has not announced the covenants that he has with the Almighty. At the end of the day, we get swallowed within the systems of the world, and we fellowship with them. That's where the problem continues or gets perpetrated, that when we are not making it known who we are fellowshipping with, who is our God, who is our creator, we are swallowed by other gods, and we fellowship with people whom we thought we are not fellowshipping with. at the end of the day, it's not about what you know yourself as, but it is about what you are exposing yourself to. So when I expose myself to fellowships that are not godly, I am part of them because I failed to speak like this king, that I, as this person, will continue to stand with the Lord. And I will stand by the pillar and make sure that everybody knows that I am in this light. This is the God that I serve, and I am making a covenant with this God. Up until somebody prominent, Brother Ray, makes such statements, people will continue to be in darkness. I'll explain this statement that I've just said. So if a public figure, say the president of the country, would stand up and speak that I, as a president of this country, am a child of God and I am fellowshipping with Yahushua HaMashiach, I am washed by the blood and the Holy Spirit is my guide, we will see many people following because that person is the influence of everybody around. But because we are unable to take that stand for God, this is why we remain in darkness, which is why everybody else can come and throw things that they want to throw in our countries and in our places. But God wants us to make it known who we belong to, who are we fellowshipping with. So this hidden lifestyle, these hidden behaviors that we are portraying are making people not to know who our God is. And if they don't know, we are easily associated with them. It means we are fellowshipping with their gods. We are fellowshipping with their idolatry. And Yahushua said, my peace I live with you. I want to tie in now what we have started with when you say, when we speak these days, you are no longer speaking the peace of God. Whereas when he left us, he said, I am leaving you with my peace. So what is it that we are talking? Are we talking peace? Are we talking life? Are we talking the truth? Are we talking the way? Are we fellowshipping with God under and around the atmosphere of peace whom Yahushua left us with? The question will be left open based on what is happening around you, based on what you say as a child of the Most High. But we are learning that God wants us to fellowship with him and bear the fruit of that fellowship. You cannot be in that fellowship and not bear the fruit of that particular fellowship. So it means when I am in fellowship with the Father, I will bear the fruit that are aligned with the Holy Spirit and with the Father. And if I'm in fellowship with other gods, my life, my fruit will show who my God is. So there are so many different fellowships that we have around us. And the problem that we must solve today is the identity problem. Where am I fellowshipping? Because that fellowship identifies me. Mm. If I am in God, I need to fellowship with the Father and allow the Holy Spirit to guide me all the time as I do everything that I do daily.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate. And of course, if you just joined us and you say, what are they talking about? We are talking about the kinds of fellowships that we find ourselves in these days and the importance of choosing the fellowship with our Father, the divine fellowship with our Creator.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic Christian radio.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Pulapula iRadio Pulpit ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe elimnyama. Zivulele ngokwakho iapp yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka kuDSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona naku OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right, let us talk to Baruch Yah. Mayachi, I'm looking at the word here. Now, if you look at Methuselah, who had been begot of Enoch, you see Enoch continuing to walk with the Father 300 years, and he has sons and daughters. Genesis 5:22. And in Genesis 5:24, he walked with Yahuwah, and he was not, for Yahuwah took him. We walk with him, and he will take us away from every evil that tries to ensnare us. He will shelter us. Elijah saw that, the army. Elisha saw the encampment. And the word says, Nibanqobile nina bantwanyana. Ngokuba lo ungakini ungaphezu kwalo semhlabeni. Lo ungaphakathi kwenu ungaphezu kwalo semhlabeni. Greater is he that is in you than the one that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Now, I wonder, when we see these kinds of decisions that people are making, man. Yesterday I was watching how people in the entertainment industry are dying, and there's something common that I was seeing. None were reaching the age of 40. This to me is puzzling. There's a war waged against us, and the more we are out of the fellowship with the Father, the more we become subjects to slaughter. What say you, Mark?
To the master, Lebog. Ah, the Kikupa may I start Psalm 127:1, who says, if Yahuwah did not build a house, then the laborers have labored in vain. Yeah. So the divine fellowship with Abba Yahuwah is about walking closely with him, seeking his presence, and going according to his will and his way. You know, there is a path in which we are directed. There is something for us to reach the mark. And there's no shortcuts. And that path is Kitsela A1 that we have to follow. And it is now a walk which will encompass us to go according to his commandments and his laws. That is what is primary. That is what is important. So meaning that when we are walking in fellowship with Abba Yahuwah, Amos chapter 3, verse 3 says, or it asks a question, can two walk together except that they agree? So now, if you have the oxen that are pulling, but then they are pulling this wagon or this plowshare, and then engwe bata go ya ko left, engwe bata go ya ko right, it's a discord. We need to understand gore it is him who is our father, and he wants what is good for us. The book, the scripture says, the end has been declared from the beginning. He knows. Rona, we don't know. But all we need to do is to trust in him. So we have to fellowship with Abba Yahuwah. We must align ourselves to his ways. That is quite important. So Riskara and Abarichule Mosile and follow other forms of fellowship or that are introduced to us. And some of them may be satanic ways of fellowship that we find ourselves in. Yes. Thinking is the fellowship of light, Kanti is fellowship of darkness. They are removing us from the presence. So it becomes important for us to have that foundation.
Yeah.
First John chapter 1, number 6 to 7 says, If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. Because then there's no truth then in us. We spoke as well the other day to say, when we look at it, what truth entails, or the word amat, it is telling us of how his spirit, that is this of truth, will lead us to the covenant, meaning it will take us to rest, to shalom, Yerushalam, where there is a place of peace, where there is no longer pain, there's no longer death, there's no longer sicknesses whatsoever. So now it is upon us walking by the commandments that he has set up for us. So this true fellowship, it would be about walking in righteousness and in truth.
Yes, sir.
Seeking his presence daily.
Yes.
Right. So Jeremiah 29:13, are, and you shall seek me and you shall find me. Right? When you search for me with all your heart. Now, we need to understand, are all your heart, meaning that there shouldn't be a space that is left for something else. Because when we look at the word Baal, Baal is what we call an idol. And Baal is worthlessness. And in the word Baal, it consists of the word heart. So it means our heart can be able to love fellowships that are misleading. We may end up loving things of the world that are removing us from the presence of the Father. So now, hence, we need to look for a true fellowship that is only about him, that esteems him, that praises him, that is about his commandments and his commandments only. Meaning that we have to be sincere in seeking him. And he says, we should love him with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your being. So none of the three must be left out. All, even the flesh, they must be in alignment. So that when the wrestling match happens, when the flesh wants to rule and to dictate, it should not have any power whatsoever. But it should submit, because the Ruach, the spirit of Abba, is the one that is leading, that is taking over. Moshe Are, we refuse to go. So it has to be him that leads us, because we have failed, and we've taken decisions in life, and many or most of those decisions, nowhere. But now we come to strip ourselves, we come to humble ourselves, we come to kneel down and to baraka him, to say, you know what, less of us and more of you. May you take charge. Some 119 says, Baruch are the perfect in his way who walk according to the Torah. And Ari, when we walk in his ways and his commandments, we shall never be ashamed. Yeah. We shall never be disappointed, because now we are referring a true fellowship, not Hong Kong of any kind, but this is all about him. Our hearts, our minds, our bodies are seeking him and him alone. We surrender everything and we say, you know what? We now sick and tired. Our decisions, our education, our whatever has led us nowhere. And our knowledge, but now we come to surrender, and we want you to be the driver. We want to align with your will and let your will be done in my life. So the heaven is doing his will. That is why it's called the Shamayim or Shama. So now, Deuteronomy chapter 6 are a Shama. Shama is the word that means be obedient. Mm. It's aligned to obedience. So if we want to be citizens of heaven, we have to align ourselves with the true fellowship of Abba Yahuwah. But then if we are rebellious, then it means we don't qualify. It means we cannot enter or see the reign that we are promised. Mm. So we need to surrender our lives and search for this true fellowship that esteems only Abba Yahuwah through Yahusha HaMashiach. Amen.
Amen. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Our fellowship with the Father, and in times like this, what does it mean? The essence, the nature of our fellowship with the Father, and looking at the manner in which we do things, it speaks about the kinds of fellowships that we have. Whether we like it or not, it shows the kinds of fellowships that we have. That is why we need to be careful.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
As I was growing up, they used to say association brings assimilation. It used to be a very powerful term, you know. Association brings assimilation. You become just like those that you fellowship with. And when we look at ourselves, who do we look like as a nation? When we look at ourselves, I didn't say yourselves, ourselves. When we look at ourselves, who do we look like? If assimilation, association brings assimilation, then it means there is a fellowship that we have. It's either with the Father or other kinds of fellowships. And when people look at us, when we look at ourselves, who do we look like? All right. Let me bring this to you, Professor. I'm looking at Psalms 81. Oh, that my people, verse 18, oh, that my people would listen to me, that Yasharal would walk in my ways.
Yes.
Why would the Father say that if we are walking in his...
Thank you, my brother, for that again. You started by a very important statement where you said associations bring assimilation. And then you said, who do we look like? Unfortunately, I won't be able to answer that question because it's a very scary one to look at the answer.
Why?
It is because it gives you this mirror.
Who do we look like?
That we never thought.
I'm putting the professor on the block now. Who do we look like?
We look like the one we worship.
Who?
So then that means you are going to answer, who do you worship?
That's a safe answer, but I know it's not correct.
Yes. Yeah. No, it was, it's a question that really needs everybody to answer.
Yeah.
Who do we look
absolutely,
as a collective?
Yes.
If we can answer that as a collective, it will help us to do things that will take us closer to who we should be looking like. I think that's where...
We choose our own leaders, Akirne. And then when we look at our leaders, they are actually our representative.
Yeah. As scary as it sounds, it boils down to that, brother Ray, that we would choose or we would resonate with what looks familiar or with what we have identified ourselves with. And then it means we associate more with that. Mm. So our fellowships identify us, they give us the identity that maybe we never thought that we had, that particular type of an identity. But now we're coming back to the question of the fellowships that will have to portray
the God whom we say we worship. These are the fellowships that will give the results even to the observer.
Yeah.
And I'm reminded of the scripture, 1 John 1, verse 3. It says, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. These were the words spoken by the disciples and the apostles, saying, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard. Then when we take this back to us, the question is, what have you seen and what have you heard? What you see and what you hear becomes that which you are. This is taking back to what you have just spoken about here. So they were proclaiming what they have seen. They are proclaiming the King, Yahusha. What he spoke, it's what they were speaking out. And he says, we are saying this so that you may have fellowship with us. So there is a lesson to be learned, that who you allow to speak to you, who you allow your eyes to see, has much to do with what you will become, because you fellowship with that, you fellowship with that company, you fellowship with that group. And they don't even have to say, we want you to become one of us. It just says here in the scripture, our fellowship with the Father and the Son will make you also to fellowship with the Father and the Son. So it means you are influenced by the company you keep. The associations have power over who you will become. But God wants us to fellowship with him. And when we don't know how to fellowship with God, we will be lost. God wants us to reveal him, so that when we reveal him, others will also be able to fellowship with him through what we will say to them about the Father whom we are fellowshipping. And he says, if we continue to remain in him, according to John 15, verse 4, if we remain in him because we have made a decision of fellowshipping with God or fellowshipping with the Father, he will also remain in us. So it is a choice that we take as believers. It is a stand that we take. You said earlier on, believers must take a stand. Believers must be conscious and intentional about what they do, because they cannot bear any other fruit other than the fruit of the tree they are attached to. So the Bible tells us that he is the vine and he is the vine, and we are the branches. So we bear the fruit of the vine. We bear the fruit of where we are attached. And it says, and neither can you bear fruit if you are not remaining in me. So we are advised to fellowship with the Father. And fellowship makes us attached to the Father. It makes us to remain in him. When we remain in him, we bear the fruit that are in line with the presence of the Most High. So the fellowship that we must follow is the fellowship with God. While we fellowship with God, we will fellowship around the Word of God, because we cannot be saying we are fellowshipping with God in the absence of the Word. We are guided by the Word of God for our actions. We are guided by the Holy Spirit as he bring light to the word that we have read, to the word that we keep on confessing, because this book of the law must not depart from your mouth. So I'm bringing across here the fellowship that believers must have, the fellowship of the word, the fellowship around the word, ensuring that their lives are informed and channeled by the word of God. Each time we sit around the Word, fellowshipping around the Word, the Holy Spirit will always be in the midst where the Word is, because his duty is to edify the Word of God. So we are able to choose the results by choosing the actions. We are able to choose who we become by choosing what we do now. We are able to align with God by taking conscious decisions to fellowship with him now. So these are the kinds of fellowship that children of God must choose. I choose to fellowship with those who are in the same dimension, same belief as I am. I choose to fellowship with the Word of God. I choose to fellowship with the Holy Spirit. I choose to fellowship with those who will take me closer to the Father. So if I allow such fellowships to be part of me, I become a healthy, connected believer. And when we read the book of Corinthians, Paul is praying, saying, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. So for us to bear the fruit of the Spirit, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit must be embraced. The fellowship with the Holy Spirit must be part of us. If we are not going to be in the fellowship with the Holy Spirit, it means there is automatically another spirit that we have allowed to fellowship with us. So there is a very thin line between a believer who lives according to the leading of the Holy Spirit and a believer who is living, being led by other spirits, because each one of us are led one way or the other. You are either led by God or you are led by other spirits. So the fellowship that you keep could determine who is your leader, who are you fellowshipping with, and that will also determine the fruit that we bear. Because you want to bear the fruit of the Most High, it means we need to be intentional about our growth, about our associations, about our daily things that we ingest, the food that we eat. By that I mean the scriptures, the book of law that we must always meditate on, the book of law that we must always feed on so that it does not leave our mouth, and we meditate in it day and night for our prosperity.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Who are we fellowshipping with? When we look at ourselves and the things that we are doing, when we look at the fruit that we bear, the same Paul says, you shall see them by their fruit. What kind of fruit are we bearing? Does it show that we are fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit, as the professor says? Are we fellowshipping with the Father? And if not, why not? And when we look at ourselves as a nation, are we still fellowshipping with the Father? I know we have some songs, national songs that speak to the Father. Are we still having that relationship with the Father? It's a question that comes. And I like it where he asks that question that gives us a clear answer that somewhere, somehow, we have deviated from the fellowship with the Father. All of us. Somewhere, somehow. And those who know the truth have focused on their little Pantokinyana churches, ministries, visions, companies, NPOs, NGOs, and they have left the rest outside in the dark. It's like a guy who says, as long as my kids are safe, when there's a war in the whole city. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear. Who do we fellowship with? When we look at ourselves, let us do an introspection. Who do we fellowship with?
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.